Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I doubt whether Ahmadiyyat really needs any introduction, but what I would like to say is that we are perhaps fortunate to have Brother Ahmadiyyat with us so soon after an extensive tour of the Arab countries. And we did not want to lose or miss the opportunity. That is why we grabbed him for the peninsula tour. And we really arranged it over a very few days. Nevertheless, the fact that the tour here was arranged over a few days, in no ways will it detract from the quality of the lecture. I think it will even be better. Ahmadiyyat has been lecturing on these topics for many years, and obviously by his constant study and constant practice, we feel he has even improved further. The lecture tonight is Muhammad, the natural successor to Christ. And that follows on last night's lecture in the Weinberg Civic, what the Bible says about Muhammad. There are more lectures every evening until Tuesday evening, all over the peninsula, even in Cape Town, in the City Hall on Saturday night. After the lecture, there will be question time. And people tend to forget my request for the manner in which the questions should be conducted, so I won't mention it now. When question time comes, I will then ask you to obey certain basic rules. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Ahmadiyyat.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال عيسى ابن مريم يا بني إسرائيل إني رسول الله إليكم مصدقا لما بين يدي من التوراة ومبشرا برسول يأتي من بعد اسمه أحمد فلما جاءهم بالبينات قالوا هذا سحر مبين صدق الله العظيم. Mr. Chairman and my dear brothers and sisters, the subject of this evening's talk, Muhammad, peace be upon him, the natural successor to Christ, peace be upon him, it creates an interest as to in which way is the Prophet of Islam a successor to Jesus Christ. Now, succession are of many kinds. There is a succession by inheritance. A son inherits his father's patrimony, his riches, his position. The king, on his demise, passes over that honor to the prince, who becomes a king in turn. That is by heritage. One succeeds another. Then we have in countries like the United States, Britain, and in a way South Africa, where they have succession of rulership by election. And there is another succession by selection. There is another succession by appointment. You know, a man appoints a manager, and if he's not satisfied, he changes him for another manager. He appoints a person. Now, how does one prophet succeed another? One messenger of God succeed another messenger of God. None of these methods are employed. It is Allah Bari Ta'ala, God Almighty Himself. He chooses His messengers and He uses His own standards. His standards are not our standards. We might find fault according to our limited understanding. Moses, the Holy Prophet Moses, God chose him, and you know he was a stutterer. he used to stutter. Then he was also, he had killed an Egyptian. He was a fugitive from justice, and God chose him. He said, now why did he go and choose a man like that? Jesus Christ, he couldn't even show his father, because he was born miraculously. And because of that, insinuations were hurled at Mary, his mother, and at him. So why did God go and choose a person like that? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a poor shepherd lad, looking after his uncle Abu Talib's goats, up to the age of 40, except for the fact that his people respected him, before the age of 40, had he died, we would never have heard of his name. Because it was after the age of 40 that Allah Bari Ta'ala chooses him, appoints him as his messenger. So, prophethood is bestowed by God Almighty according to his own wisdom and knowledge. Now in the ayah that I have read to you from the Holy Quran, in this ayah, Allah Bari Ta'ala tells us that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ, he had foretold the coming of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a prophecy. Last night we were dealing with a prophecy from the words of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, that God Almighty inspired him to speak about a prophet like himself, like unto thee, like you, like Moses. We were dealing with that last night. Tonight we are going to deal with the words of Jesus Christ himself. Now what did he have to say about the coming of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And in this, the verse that I have read to you, I read to you from Surah Saf, chapter 61, verse 6. Last night I explained to my brothers and sisters that how to find these verses in the Quran. If you have a translation, most especially the one by Abdullah Yusuf Ali, you see, it has a very comprehensive index. Unlike other translations, this index is so comprehensive, and anything that you want to know in the Quran, you open the index and you browse through, and everything is on your fingertips. Like I said, this is from Surah Saf. You want to know where is Surah Saf in this encyclopedia of about 2000 pages? Where are you going to find it? So open the index and you find under S, Saf, S-A-F-F, Saf, and it will tell you chapter 61. So very easy to find 61, because 61, 62 is all written on the top of the page. Then another way you can find what I'm talking about, he said, now look, this is a prophecy made by Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ. So you open J, and the J in the index, and you look for Jesus. And you'll find under the subject Jesus, about the last item in the list, it says, prophesied Ahmad. That's another name for our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophesied Ahmad means he foretold about the coming of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chapter 61, verse 6. So you found it again. How to find it? Very easily in this book. Then you want to look another way you can still find this subject in this Quran. You'll open under M, Muhammad. Everything dealing with our Nabi Kareem, Muhammad, Muhammad, Muhammad. So you'll come, you'll see there, foretold by Jesus. So you'll find it under Surah Saf, you'll find it under the heading Jesus, you'll find it under the heading Muhammad. Foretold by Jesus, chapter 61, verse 6. Foretold by Moses, chapter 46, verse 10. Easy. You want to know about marriage, about divorce, about heaven, about hell. What do you want to know? Everything on your fingertips. And I say that every Muslim and non-Muslim must have this book. You owe it to yourself. And it is so cheap. It is the cheapest book that you can buy on earth today. An encyclopedia of 2,000 pages, 7 rand 50, or 2 for 10 rand. You can join forces with a brother of yours, 2 for 10 rand, 5 rand each. There is not another book on earth, 2,000 pages you can buy today for that price. And if you can't afford it, Muslims as well as non-Muslims, please write to me and tell me why I should give you one for nothing. That's all. We don't want to know your bank balance, and we don't know how you squander your money. That's not our business. You just write and tell us, look, my name is so-and-so, and look, I can't afford it. That's all. You can't afford it, you'll get one for nothing. Post it from there, inshallah. My address is there. Every booklet that you have got, the address is there. Every pamphlet that you receive, the address is there. So now in this verse that I read to you, from Surah Saf, chapter 61, verse 6, Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَا. And behold, Jesus, the son of Mary, said, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. So, O children of Israel, speaking to the Jews, his own people, إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ. So most certainly, I am the messenger of God sent to you, Jews, for the Jews. He came for the Jews. That's what he said. إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاتِ. Confirming the revelation which came before me in the Torah. Torah in Hebrew, Torah in Arabic, which are the revelation that was given to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Confirming the revelation which came before me in the Torah. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدْ. And giving glad tidings, good news, of a messenger to come after me, whose name shall be Ahmad, which is another name for Muhammad. فَلَمَّا جَاهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. But when he came with clear-cut evidence, قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. They say, this is evidence, sorcery, magic, trickery. This is the sickness of man. When a man of God comes along, he presents his credentials, his life, his message. These are the credentials. When they are presented, they say, well, this man is like Jesus Christ. They talk about him in the Bible, that he's casting out devils with Shaitan's help, Beelzebub. This is the insinuation, allegation they made against him in the book, that this Shaitan is helping him to do his miracles. So this is man, this is magic, this is trickery, this is forgery, and so on. But now we are going to analyze this verse tonight. And we will find, alhamdulillah, that each and every phrase stands true to history, stands true to whatever the Christians or the Jews in the record which is mentioned, there is no way out for them. We start. Number one, he says, Ya Bani Israela, says, O children of Israel, O Jews, Inni Rasulullah ilaykum, I am the messenger of God sent to you, the Jews. Is that true or false? When we will say this, the Christian will say, no, this is false. He came for the whole of mankind. He said, let us have a look at your book. Because this is again secret Allah Bari Ta'ala has given us in the Holy Quran, that whenever anybody makes a claim, any claim, you tell them, قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْحَانَكُمْ. This is produce your evidence, your burhan, your proof. إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you are speaking the truth, let's have a look at your certificate, your proof, burhan. So, he says, now this is the claim, Allah says, that he was sent to the Jews only. Do we find confirmation of that in the Christian Bible? Definitely. We don't have to add a word, we don't have to take out a phrase, nothing. We just make them to open Matthew chapter 10, verses 5 and 6. And you read there. These 12, means his 12 disciples, Jesus sent forth, he sent them out, and commanded them, saying, this is what he told them, go ye not, don't go into the way of the Gentiles. Gentiles means non-Jews. In the original, Hebrew language, goyim. Goyim means unclean, dirty, filthy people. Don't go to them. Filthy, dirty, rubbish. Don't go to them, the Gentiles. Gentiles means goyim. Goyim means unclean. We say napak lo, napak kong, unclean people. Don't go to them. Go ye not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not. Don't go. But go ye rather unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Who you? The Africana? The colored? Who? The Indian? The Bantu? Who is the lost sheep of the house of Israel? Who? The Jews. Let them open their books and read that and say, look, come and tell us whether you are that lost sheep that he came for. He's telling his disciples, don't go to these people, these filthy, dirty, unclean people. Don't go to them. Go only to the Jews. That's what he said. Suppose I said, I can't believe a man of God will call people, you know, filthy, dirty people. But now, this is what we read in the Christian scriptures. Then again, in Matthew chapter 15, verse 22, it says, and behold, a woman of Canaan came and cried unto him, to Jesus, came and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, my daughter is seriously possessed with the devil. Shaitan has got hold of my child. Have mercy on me, heal my child. A woman of Canaan, not a Jew, a non-Jew, a Gentile. But he answered her not a word. Jesus didn't utter one word to her. Actually, he turned his face away. He answered her not a word, not one word. The woman is crying. Her child is dying. Please help my child. And he answered her not a word. And his disciples came, the disciples of Jesus, and begged him. These disciples are begging him, saying, send her away. Please do her a favor. Do her, you know, heal her daughter and let her go. For she cries after us. She won't let us go. She's holding on to us. But he answered and said, now Jesus says, but he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. You, the Africana, you colored, you Indian, you Bantu, who? You are the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the Jews? Look, this, and he said, I am not sent. I don't know. How can I make it simpler? Whether this English, you know, whether people understand or not, you know, at the end of the lecture I find people come forward as if they haven't heard a word. In this type of an intoxication that takes over, possesses certain of our brethren. Intoxication, not alcohol. It's another type of intoxication. The man is listening and says, look, this is, you must come and tell me that this is not so in my Bible, it is not there. That's all. That you are lying. Expose me to the public. He said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Matthew chapter 15, verse 24. Check it out in your own Bibles, in Afrikaans, in English, in Zulu, any language that you can read, open and see. I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But she came and knelt before him. Still, drowning woman clutching at straws. The life of her child is at stake. And she knows that this man has got mysterious powers. He can heal. So she begs to him. The other Bible says she worships him like a god. But she came and knelt before him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, Jesus answered and said, it is not fair, it is not meet, it is not fitting to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs. Take the children's bread means a blessing, spiritual blessing, not for his own children, for the Jews, and give it to the dogs. It is not fitting, he says. It is not meat, it's not fitting. It's not fair to give my children's bread and give it to dogs. Who dogs? Not just dogs with four legs, canines. No, no, no. Human dogs. This is what the Bible records. Matthew, chapter 15, verse 26. Then he calls the non-Jews dogs and pigs. Made by his Father, the Father in heaven, made us all. But this Son of the Father, as the Christians say, he says, give not that which is holy unto dogs. The holy things, the spiritual blessings, the message of God, don't give it to dogs. And neither cast your pearls before swine. Dogs and pigs, swines. Don't give it to dogs, and your pearls, spiritual blessing, don't give it to the swines. Lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you, attack you, tear you to pieces. Don't give it to the dogs and pigs. Matthew chapter 7, verse 6. This is what the Christian book records. You see, it seems very harsh, very hard when I'm talking. When I say, look, these are not my words. I didn't call people dogs and pigs. This is your record. I'm only reading what is written there. You must tell me that I'm lying. Expose my lies to the people. Say, look, this guy's lying. There's no such thing in my book. I open it for you, the book that you're holding under your arm. And they always have it under their arm. I say, bring that book, the one you have under your arm, not this one that I have got on the table. And I'll show it to you in that book. And invective, abuses against the elders of his people. He calls them, ye generation of vipers, you snakes, ye whited sepulchres, ye wicked and adulterous generations, the haram kor kaum, ye hypocrites, ye munafiqs. This is all in the book. This is how he addressed the learned men of his people, the learned men of Israel. This is all according to the Christian scriptures. He did not even spare his own mother. According to this book, he calls his mother, woman, woman, as if there was no word mother in his language. Look, this is what the Bible says. So, woman, what have I to do with thee? My time is not yet. Another occasion, he had become world famous, great orator like Billy Graham, or like Ahmad Didar, something better than that. And he's lecturing from place to place, like last night I was somewhere. I can't even remember the names. Tonight I'm here, tomorrow night somewhere else, and next night somewhere else. And imagine, my mother and my brothers are looking for me, this great Ahmad Didat. And they eventually corner me somewhere. They get me. So they send a message. My mother is too shabbily dressed to come in front of you all. So she sends a message. She said, look, your mother and your brothers are waiting outside for you. When you finish, please, give them some little attention. So somebody comes and whispers in his ears, you know, your mother and your brothers are waiting outside for you. When you finish, you can attend to them. So he blurts out, according to the scripture, so who is my mother and who are my brethren? Who is my mother and who are my brethren? He said, this is my mother and these are my brethren. The people who went and sold him for a few miserable pieces of silver. The other guy cursed, abused and swore him. They all left him in the lurch when he was most in need. He said, this is my mother and these are my brethren. I'm asking if you were that mother, if you were that mother, carried him for 9 months. Breastfed him for 2 years, and all the interest you bought for him, and now your great Billy Graham, your great Ahmad Didat says, who is my mother and who am I? Befitting a man of God. So this is what the scriptures record. When I say, now you are making a mockery of our religion, so look, this is what your book says. Tell me now how you account for this behavior of a mighty messenger of God, the Holy Quran. Holy Prophet Muhammad comes to the rescue. He comes to the rescue. In Surah Maryam, chapter 19, verse 32, Allah makes our Nabi to say about Jesus Christ, وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي, and he has made me kind to my mother. وَجَعَلَنِي وَلَمْ يَجَعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا, and he has not made me overbearing or miserable, insulting people, no. This is what the Quran, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes along to rescue Jesus Christ and his mother from the calumnies of his enemies. These are not friends talking. No decent man will treat his mother like that. Jesus said, honor your father and your mother, and whosoever dishonoreth his father or his mother, let him die the death. Kill the rubbish. And you expect him to behave like that? He's telling you, you must respect your father and your mother. And if you disrespect, then kill him. The rubbish, the swine, kill him. This is what he said, kill the fellow. He deserves to death. And yet, we find out that he is blurting out things, hurting the elders of his people, hurting his own mother. The Quran says, no, he never did any such thing. He was kind to his mother and not overbearing or miserable. The verse continues. So مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاتِ, and confirming the revelation which came before me. Do you find confirmation of that? Yes, in their book. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 to 19. It says, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am come not to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily, most assuredly, I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away. One jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. One jot, jot is a jot in Hebrew, is the smallest letter of the Hebrew alphabet, like our Hamza. You know the little Hamza? Jot in Hebrew is the smallest letter. It's not even that, or one tittle, you know that little mark you put on top of the T to make it T. Not even that amount is to go out of the law till all be fulfilled. He said, whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, or shall teach men so, shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall teach and do shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. He said, it's come to confirm the law that came before him. The Quran says that, and the Christian scripture confirms. And the verse, it's a one verse, these are different phrases I'm using from the last phrase, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِي يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ, and giving glad tidings, good news, of a messenger to come after me, whose name shall be Ahmad, another name for Muhammad. Now we are searching in the Christian scriptures, and we don't find the name Ahmad, and we don't find the name Muhammad. So when we tell them, we say, look, the Quran says they attribute a lie to the Quran. Muhammad was lying. So we have to find out, we have to search. And in this research, I have come across words of Jesus, that when we analyze those verses, we find a fulfillment of this expression also, that he did prophesy the coming of somebody after him, which we say was Ahmad or Muhammad. Where do we find that? We find that in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 16, verse 7. It says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. It is necessary that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I go, I will send him. The Comforter will not come unto you. But if I go, I will send him. John 16, 7. Now, the word there is Comforter. Some translations say advocate. Some say counselor. That's all in English. But we know that Jesus Christ didn't speak English. Or did he? Then we take the Bible of the ruling race, our Afrikaner brethren, in Afrikaans. And in Afrikaans, it says, Maar ek sal julle die waarheid. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. Dit is vir julle, voordat dat ek weggaan, that it is expedient for you that I go away. Want as ek nie weggaan nie, sal die trooster nie na julle kom nie, of nie. Maar as ek weggaan, sal ek hom na julle stuur. Use the word trooster. Trooster. The trooster. Did he speak Afrikaans? Jesus, did he speak Afrikaans? No. We take the Zulu Bible, it says, Togothi. I know he didn't speak Zulu. When we take the Arabic Bible, it says, Mu'azzi. Mu'azzi, he didn't speak Arabic. And you carry on, there are 2,000 different languages in which the Bible is to be found today. 2,000. And 2,000 different names. Imagine 2,000 different names, every Bible different word, every Bible different word. We want to know, what did he say? Did he say comforter? Did he say thruster? Did he say mpogosisi? Did he say muazzi? What did he say?